Greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to Daily Inspirations as we continue to look at Colossians 3:2, set your minds on things above, not on things of the earth. We will look at how this applies to returning good for evil. Jesus had some very clear words for us in Matthew 5:43. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. So what Jesus is saying here is that if we greet our brethren kindly, we bless them, we encourage them, and they do the same to us, we're not doing more than anyone else. He's calling us to a higher standard here. He's calling us to love our enemies and to bless those who curse and to do good to those who hate us and pray for those who spitefully use us and persecute us. So we will run into these things sometimes. We will experience times when people will say something that is very hurtful. And even though we read these verses and we think, yes, that's the way it should be, and that's what I want to do. To really put that into practice is sometimes not that easy. To speak kindly and to speak words of blessing to someone who has just finished giving us a piece of his mind is something that does not come naturally. And yet, this is what he is calling us to. And Peter, in his first epistle, chapter 3, verse 9, refers to this very thing, where he says, not returning evil for evil, or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. So there's this blessing that God has in store for us if we follow his command and put this principle into practice of not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but rather give blessings to those who do evil or who speak evil of us or towards us. And this takes a mind that is set on things above. If we have our mind set on things of eternal value, and we have our mind set on heaven, and our citizenship is in heaven, we will realize and we will know that every person has a soul of infinite value. And knowing the value of our own soul, if we have been redeemed, we will also value the souls of others, even though they be our enemies. So we need to have our minds set on things above, And we need to be walking in the Spirit to put this into practice. And so many times we might read these verses and we give mental assent to them. But let's just consider for a moment the last time someone spoke unkindly to us, and how did we respond? Are we able to put this into practice? Paul wrote to the Romans in chapter 12, several verses that also relate to this. Verse 14 in Romans 12, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Verse 17, repay no one evil for evil, have regard for good things in the sight of all men. So he's saying repay no one evil for evil. Any evil that we experience at the hand of any person, we are not to repay with like, with the same thing. But we are to return good for evil. Verse 19, beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Then he ends the chapter, or the chapter ends with this verse, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And this is an area that we will not be able to put into practice unless we humble ourselves before the Lord, repent of our pride, our selfish ambitions, the conceited opinion that we have of ourselves, and look to Jesus and have our minds set on things above, meaning our minds are continually having eternity and things of heaven in first place, giving that priority, so that when we, or if we are walking in this way, walking in the Spirit, then if an unexpected rebuke or act of evil or unkind word comes our way, we will not be overcome by it, but rather be able to overcome it with good. And as we read, God has a blessing in store for us if we do these things. And I feel I've only scratched the surface of this topic, but I hope that we can all be inspired to seek the Lord, to humble ourselves, to read His Word, and to strive to put this into practice, and so fulfill the law of Christ. And may God bless you, and have a wonderful day.